Into the Holy City. Throughout the countless numbers of the redeemed, every gaze is fastened on Jesus. Every eye beholds the glory of Him whose visage was marred more than any man, and His form more than the sons of men. Jesus places the crown of glory on the heads of the overcomers. For each there is a crown bearing His own new name, and the inscription, Holiness to the Lord. Every hand receives the victor's palm and the shining harp. Then, as the commanding angels strike the note, all the redeemed sweep the strings with skillful touch and rich, melodious tones. Each voice is raised in grateful praise, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Just ahead of the assembled redeemed is the holy city. Jesus opens the gates, and the people from all nations who have kept the truth enter in. Then He says, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Christ's presence to the Father those His blood has purchased, declaring, Here am I, and the children whom Thou hast given me. Those whom You gave me I have kept. KJV, oh, the joy of that moment when the infinite Father, looking at the ransomed, will see His image, sin's decay removed, and the human once more in harmony with the divine. The Savior's joy is in seeing, in the kingdom of glory, the people who have been saved by His agony and humiliation. The redeemed will share in His joy, as they see others who were won through their prayers, labors, and loving sacrifice. Gladness will fill their hearts when they see that one has brought others, and these still others.